This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. A U.S. brokered three-day ceasefire between Sudan's warring generals seems to be holding despite sporadic clashes in the capital after previous ceasefires quickly failed. Michael Atit reports for VOA from Khartoum, Sudan.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday announced that Sudan's warring parties had agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire. Blinken said the agreement between the Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF, and the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, began following intense negotiation over the past 48 hours. In a written statement Monday, the RSF said it had agreed to the truce in order to open humanitarian corridors, facilitate the movement of citizens and residents, enable them to fulfill their needs, reach hospitals and safe areas, and evacuate diplomatic missions. There was no immediate official statement from the Sudanese army on the U.S. brokered ceasefire. In Khartoum, civilians ventured out to buy food and supplies on Tuesday or packed into vehicles to flee the city. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum, Sudan.
The United Nations Refugee Agency Tuesday warned of the Sudan conflict driving further displacement of Sudanese people after thousands streamed into neighboring Chad and South Sudan over the past 10 days. The UN Refugee Agency said at least 20,000 refugees from Sudan had arrived in Chad, and some 4,000 South Sudanese refugees who had been living in Sudan had returned to their home country, but cautioned those figures could rise. The agency said it was scaling up its operations as the fighting in the African nation looked likely to force many more people to leave for safer grounds. The UN Refugee Agency said over 800 South Sudanese refugees live in Sudan, a quarter of whom are in Khartoum and directly affected by the fighting. They expect about 125,000 refugees who fled to North Sudan to flee fighting in South Sudan to return to the South. This is VOA News. Reports from Ukraine say a Russian missile hit a cultural center in a Ukrainian city Tuesday, killing two of its workers and wounding at least 10 other people. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine says the military used S-300 air defense missiles to attack Kupiansk, hitting the Museum of Local History, part of a relentless barrage that comes as Ukraine's readying its forces for an expected spring counter-offensive. President Volodymyr Zelensky has posted a video from the site showing the ruined building and emergency responders examining the damage. Kupiansk was captured by Russian forces in the early stages of the invasion, but reclaimed by Ukrainian forces in a surprise counter-offensive in September that saw the Russians driven out of broad swathes of the Kharkiv region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has formally announced he's seeking another term. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
4 years ago to the day, he announced his successful bid.
We are in the battle for the soul of this nation.
This morning.
And we still are.
Healing that soul has been an elusive goal. In a 3-minute video, the president asked for another 4 years to finish the job, betting on 2 years of progress and 50 years of Washington experience, outweighing concerns over an even bigger number, 86. That's how old he'd be at the end of a second term. And while even many Democrats don't want him to run again, aides insist the party will rally around him, particularly in what could be a historic sequel, a rematch with Donald Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The civil trial in which former U.S. President Donald Trump has been accused of rape has begun in New York with jury selection. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Former Elle Magazine advice columnist E. Jean Carroll says a chance encounter with Donald Trump at a Manhattan department store in the mid-90s led to him raping her in the dressing room. Outside court last year in February, she explained why she was bringing the civil suit.
The women in America who have been grabbed and groped, assaulted and raped by men in power and are silenced. And we are working to bring justice.
Trump says she made up the claim to sell a memoir. The former president, who is running again, is not expected to show up for the trial, though his lawyers have not ruled out the chance he might testify. Julie Walker, New York.
Singer, actor, and activist Harry Belafonte has died at the age of 96. A spokesman for the family said Belafonte died Tuesday of congestive heart failure at his home in New York. Belafonte sold millions of records and starred on stage and screen. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.